With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Ludlum writes blockbusters. His publisher, Random House, says Ludlum's international thrillers have had combined sales of $25 million since The Scarlatti Inheritance in 1971. His latest, The Aquitaine Progression, deals with a conspiracy of generals to take over the free world. Born in New York, Ludlum was raised in New Jersey. He never thought he'd be a writer. Acting was in his future.
At the age of 14, I left home very amiably, not the way some people have said in publicity, as if, you know, I, in a hostile rage, left. Not at all. I called up my mother every week and told her that I was perfectly fine. And I appeared in Broadway in Junior Miss and then went out on the road companies of Junior Miss, Janie, and Kiss and Tell. I was 14 then.
Using his stage name, John Holmes, the teenage Ludlum tried to enlist in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. But the recruiters were tipped off by Ludlum's mother.
Here I'm filling out all these applications, seeing myself in the, you know, shooting down all the planes and this and that. I probably haven't got the brains to get into a cockpit, but nevertheless, at that time, I thought I did. As I say, I was using the name Holmes, and in came a sergeant major, and he said, Ludlum! And I said, yes, no, out.
Robert Ludlum went on to Wesleyan University to become the school's first theater major. For the next 20 years, he acted in Broadway shows, television, and became a theatrical producer.
I did that until I was 40 years of age, and I'd always wanted to write, always. And so I decided to take the plunge. And I was very lucky. I had a few, what we call in this business, voiceovers going. That is morally one step below theft. You know, they run...
He's very well, though.
Oh, yes, that's how I was able to write the first book.
Then came such books as The Osterman Weekend, The Reinemann Exchange, The Holcroft Circle, The Bourne Identity, and now Robert Ludlum's newest thriller, The Aquitaine Progression. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thanks to handsome residuals from voiceover commercials, Robert Ludlum was able to put away enough money to take time off from his work as an actor and producer in order to write thrillers. Ludlum says he had tired of the theatrical life. He was 14 when he landed a role in the play Junior Miss. Ludlum's wife, Mary, encouraged him to start a novel.
She's always been enormously supportive, and I'll never forget the time when I said, I really want to write, and she looked at me and said, well, you're 40 years of age. If you don't start now, You may regret it as long as we live, no matter how impoverished we may be.
So Robert Ludlum switched careers and began drafting what was to become his first novel, The Scarlatti Inheritance, in 1971.
One day, I'd written about 200 pages, 300 pages of the first book, and I gave it to a friend who gave it to an agent who invited me to a terribly expensive restaurant here in New York called Le Chauvron. And for the first time in 18 years, I didn't have to pay for lunch. And that's when I figured that possibly I was publishing.
The Scarlatti Inheritance became an instant hit, a Book of the Month Club selection, and a best-selling paperback. After that came The Osterman Weekend, and such thrillers as The Chancellor Manuscript, The Matarese Circle, and The Parsifal Mosaic. Robert Ludlum says the hardest book he has written was his second one.
Anybody can write a first book. I think a book is in everyone. We've all got a story we want to tell. The difference between, I think, a professional and perhaps an unprofessional is the second book. And I finally got one out, and a third book. Then I kind of knew I was a professional then.
Robert Ludlum's latest international thriller is called The Aquitaine Progression, about a military conspiracy led by a man known as the Warlord of Saigon to take over the free world. Robert Ludlum still keeps a home in Connecticut, but does most of his writing in Florida when he is not globetrotting. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Ludlum's thrillers have been translated into 17 languages and sold in 23 nations, such books as The Gemini Contenders, The Matlock Paper, and The Reinemann Exchange, and now his latest, The Aquitaine Progression, published by Random House. He got a late start as a writer. He was 40 when he sold his first book. Ludlum, who spent more than 20 years as an actor and theatrical producer, writes his manuscripts on yellow legal pads.
I write by longhand. Actually, when I was in the theater and all those years of business, and it is a business, I type very well. But when I left the theater, I sort of made a conscious decision that if I could make a living writing, I wanted no machine between me and that eventuality.
His wife, Mary, typed his first three books, which sold so well he was able to employ a typist.
I do a fairly detailed outline of anywhere from 50 to 100 pages. My wife reads it, my agent reads it, my editor reads it, and after they get finished yelling at me, I do whatever fixings that I think are right. The odd thing is that I never look at that outline again, except for certain areas where there's very detailed data on something.
An early riser, Ludlam does his writing in his winter home on Florida's Gulf Shore.
I get up at, 4:15 in the morning. I'm at work at 4:30, and I'll work through most of the morning, and then in the afternoon, I'll read what I've done, and if I don't throw up, then I just start editing and this and that.
Robert Ludlam, his new international thriller, is called The Aquitaine Progression. Incidentally, Robert Ludlam bears an uncanny resemblance, both in voice and appearance, to the late William Holden. Ludlam was once on a flight with Holden, who turned to the writer and said, "You know, you remind me of someone." With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.